love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother.
Oh yeah, it's that time of the week. Joe and Cindy Farini with My Marriage Matters. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh yeah, good. So good. Boundaries in marriage, that sounds so restrictive. Boundaries?
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, all I can tell you is that your whole program today was all about boundaries.
Yeah.
And, you know, it really was. I mean, we could have put it under that broad category of what is a boundary. Mm-hmm. And each of your segments was outstanding, I felt, and really addressed this whole issue of, you know, what are the rules and guidelines that we need to have built into our marriage in order to preserve and maintain a healthy marriage relationship. So, again, I applaud you for your show today. But
oh, thank you.
Yeah, I think, you know, we should probably start with the basics. I mean, when we think of the boundaries, let's keep it real simple. I mean, when you think of a football game, you need to have some clearly defined boundaries in a football game. Mm-hmm. When it comes to baseball, you can't play baseball without foul lines. And so you work within those boundaries. And you may look at that as restrictive, but if you start playing outside the boundaries of those foul lines, things get kind of crazy and chaotic. Well, same thing applies in our marriages as well. I mean, as we've learned over the years, there's so many different types of boundaries that we could spend time with. I mean, we spend the next 3 hours just talking about different types of boundaries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a functional boundary is one type of boundary. And a functional boundary is something that focuses on the mechanics of what we do. And a strong functional boundary will clearly define what we're supposed to do and how we're to go about doing it.
Okay.
And that's a whole discussion in and of itself. Mm-hmm. But I think what we want to focus in on are the relational boundaries.
Yeah, and that one, man. It just sounds like, how does that relate to intimacy in marriage? I would love your thoughts on, in terms of defining what does it look like in a healthy marriage?
Right, exactly right. And that's really what a relational boundary is. It clearly defines how people are to interact with each other. It's designed to help others learn what's acceptable in building a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
And so I agree with your husband, Len, there. That means I think we need to be very intentional regarding setting rules and guidelines for our marriage. And this just ensures that both partners will be happier in that marriage, and they'll know what they can say yes to and what they can say no to. And this helps to really build a healthy marriage relationship for a lifetime. And that's really what we're talking about here. So in marriage, a boundary really is, it's a line or a limit which partners set in place for themselves to protect their marriage.
Mm, okay.
Yeah, and I want to add too that, you know, you said it sounds like a lot of rules, and I think just like Joe was explaining in sports, when you do have rules, you have a lot of freedom in that. You know, when the ball is in play on a football field or a baseball field, then you have total freedom to do, you know, throw that ball wherever you want to throw it and tackle whoever you want to tackle. So there's freedom in that. And that's what I'd like to think of in terms of marriage. And so as we begin to talk about this, I think if we look at it more from a freedom aspect rather than, well, I've got all these rules I have to follow, mm-hmm. I think that will make us not only happier as an individual, but then happier as a couple too.
Yeah, and just playing off of that, I mean, once you begin to have these ongoing discussions about boundaries, I mean, you don't on your wedding night say, okay, let's set some boundaries for ourselves.
For real. Like, yeah.
It's just, this is for like the rest of our lives, all right?
Yeah.
We can't have discussion anymore. But the reality is that this is an ongoing discussion that you need to have with each other, because these establishing boundaries really prevents yourselves from being exploited or manipulated, one, from each other, but even beyond that, from those outside the marriage as well.
Yeah.
And so the marriage protects you from really being exploited from each other, but also to help you from outside influences that could come in and destroy that marriage as well.
As we understand boundaries, and we'll unpack it more after the break. But so there's boundaries that protect the marriage, Joe, that you mentioned. Are there boundaries that you set within the marriage? Like a healthy.
Absolutely.
Okay. And how, because when I hear boundaries, especially within the marriage, boundaries to me sound like, okay, here's the boundary. It keeps out, like it keeps things and people out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it needs to be in a healthy way. And we can certainly cover that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, an approved boundary. How's that? I'll define that. An approved boundary that you both agree upon actually gives you freedom in that marriage to give each other the space a lot of times that to pursue interests and activities that you both have agreed upon.
Okay.
One thing I've learned over the years, and I'm sure everybody has, is that when there are restrictions or excess control in a marriage, all that does is breed contempt in that marriage relationship. Mm-hmm. And this is where ongoing, honest, transparent communication helps to build and sustain a trust and respectful marriage relationship. And again, maybe more specifically to your question there, Janelle, is that boundaries will lead to protection. You know, having boundaries in place helps you to know when to tolerate and when to accept.
Yeah.
And real specific here, I mean, if your spouse abuses you or hurts you emotionally, you have to protect yourself and you have to stand up for yourself instead of just tolerating that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to know where to draw that line. And, of course, that applies to physical abuse as well. There should never be any physical abuse ever in that marriage relationship. And so we just need to be mindful of those things and begin to put in place those boundaries that will protect us and give us freedom at the same time.
Yeah. Cindy, you had some thoughts on boundaries and keeping the spouse out?
Well, you know, let me just start with one. You know, I love Facebook. I love social media. I love keeping in touch with people in real life much more even so than that. But I am seeing so many memes on social media that I think are so wrong, but they sound right, you know?
Yeah.
And truth is truth, even if nobody believes it. But a lie is a lie, even if everyone believes it.
Yeah.
And so a couple of things that I have seen, and I want our listeners to listen to this, and you'll hear the truth of it, but you'll also hear the lie of it. It says you can mute people in real life, too. It's called boundaries.
Mm.
But you know what? If we mute people, then what is that saying about our love for them? You know, it doesn't mean that we have to buy into everything, but we do have to be good listeners and have good conversation.
Yeah.
And then this one, boundaries give you the key to what you deserve, and they help push out what you do not deserve.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We don't deserve anything. And so sometimes we have to not only teach each other in marriage, but others outside our marriage. And it's a matter of survival. It's a matter of knowing Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's really a matter of showing who he is.
Yeah.
This one, my boundaries were not created to offend you. They were created to honor me. Wow, how self-serving is that one?
Yeah.
And that to me is just like, no, boundaries are created for us to serve Jesus in the right way. It is not to honor me in any way, shape, or form in a way that exalts me.
Yeah.
That is not the purpose of it. But how about this? This is sort of a scripture, if you will. It's not scriptural, but it says, if you wouldn't like it done to you, don't do it to others.
Yeah.
That is a boundary. And when we begin to look at, you know, how we look at boundaries, we can then see how we can protect each other in the marriage, how we can protect ourselves. And being protective is healthy, but we don't want to be so exclusive that we exalt ourselves. That is not the purpose.
Yeah.
Do you want to tag on?
No, anyway, I just tag on here just a little bit and just say one of the boundaries that we need to have in place is the boundary of faithfulness, which protects our marriage from outside external influences.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'll just, you guys talked about it a little bit earlier in your program, but I just want to just reinforce the idea that we just need to be really open with our spouse, talk to them about our friends, especially those of the opposite sex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To avoid any suspicions.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, guys by nature are just suspicious people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just say, make sure that there are no secrets between the two of you. maintaining yeah. secrets about friends, emails, money, calls, taking those trips.
Yeah.
That's a big no.
Right.
And so these boundaries, these limits with the outside world would help us to prevent us from getting into extramarital affairs
yeah.
and infidelity, which you just kind of slip into.
Yeah.
It's not one of those things you wake up and say, well, today I'm going to start unfair. It's just one of those things you gradually kind of slide into mm-hmm. an affair. And but by setting up boundaries, you begin to recognize that this is something that I need to be very careful on. I can't pursue this much further
yes.
because it can lead to real major problems.
Cindy, why is it that we live without them, without the boundaries? I don't think it's something people say are intentional, like, hey, let's talk about boundaries. But we
That's
do
right.
tend to lean toward not having them. Why is that?
Well, you know, I probably could come up with about 10 or 15 of them. I think I'll give you the top ones that I think are the most important reasons why we don't do our boundaries. And that is, you know, we find that it's easier sometimes to be the victim and put all the responsibility on somebody else.
Oh, yeah.
That would be one. I think another one is it's a lot less work. You know, we don't have the confrontation. We don't. And this is not, I mean, this is certainly in marriage, but also outside of marriage, whether it's the workplace, in ministry, at church, you know, because it could lead to conflict. And leading to conflict sometimes makes people want to live without those particular boundaries.
Yeah.
For some people, it's a lot safer. They feel it's a lot safer that they just stay in their vulnerability
mm-hmm.
and that's just where they're content, I guess. And that's not always healthy, but that's where they stay.
Yeah.
Also, I think when people hold on to certain behaviors, you know, that just makes them comfortable. And then you just sort of, that's who you know, you start saying, that's who I am. And that's yeah. the way it is. You know, I say this all the time, even though I don't like it, but when people say, or I say, it is what it is, you know,
yeah.
but sometimes you can change what it is and make it better. And then really, you know, establishing boundaries and maintaining them, that's uncomfortable because you have to keep working at it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to work that hard to make their marriage better or to make any relationship better. They just want to kind of blow it off and be like, you know, that's just how it is. And that's yeah. not healthy.
And working at it, but then also the accountability that it presents mm-hmm. now in your marriage.
Right.
Because now there's a clear agreement. And now you can be
That's
held
right.
accountable.
That's right.
That's right. And, you know, when you do it that way, the word accountability, I think, is so healthy.
Yeah.
As long as you really, truly are being accountable. And that means you have to be 100% honest.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't expect to have your way unless you're also willing to give and let your husband or co-workers or whatever in terms of boundaries have their way, too. As long as it's healthy, you know, there has
yeah.
to be a give and a take in this. And, you know, you can't always expect people to change, but you sure can request them to change.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. And what are some simple ways to establish the healthy boundaries that we've talked about? Joe, you mentioned one not to do, like the first night of your wedding or, hey, let's talk about setting boundaries. What are good ways to sit and set these?
Yeah, I think it's just a process that I think we need to begin to be very intentional about when it comes to communications. We, you know, we talk about communication so much, and mm-hmm. and the reality is that is our gateway to establishing boundaries in our relationship. And if we're not real intentional and purposeful about good transparent communications, we'll never get to this discussion about boundaries. But I would say this, I mean, after you define those boundaries, you need to then stick to those boundaries to make those boundaries work for you.
Yeah. And also, too, to talk through what will make those boundaries work. You know, not just here's the boundary, but what will make them work. So just one, you know, one quick thing, and Joe mentioned finances.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we were first married, we were, you know, combining our meager little incomes.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're going to establish a budget. Well, oh my goodness, that was going to cramp my style a little
Slow
bit.
Slow down,
know?
Brother.
Because,
I know that's right.
Because I thought to myself, wait a minute, you know, I give a percentage to the church,
yeah.
I save a percentage, and for me, the rest was income that I could disperse as I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I was never in debt. I never had a bill that was unpaid, but that was my thinking. And it wasn't very healthy thinking. So as we put that budget together, that became a boundary. And I can tell you today, as a retired couple, we would not be where we are today had we gone on the way I did finances.
Mm.
So, you know, it was a, you pick an area and you find out how are you going to get where you want to go.
Yeah.
You know, boundaries, a lot of times I think we think boundaries are a lot relational, which they are, and you want to stay away from the enticement of, you know, someone else and you having an affair in your marriage. That's all important as well. And there's a lot of boundaries you can set there as well. Joe and I have complete open. If I want to look at his phone, I know his password.
Yeah.
If I want to see who's called him, we have both ways.
Yeah.
I have nothing to hide. He has nothing to hide. When you start wanting to hide something, mm-hmm. you probably are overstepping one of the boundaries that you know. And I believe earlier you talked about secrecy.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, that's really good. And I know you guys are very active on social media. Can people find more about this on your Facebook page, or can you tell us more where to find you?
Sure. Well, we would love for people to come to My Marriage Matters. That would be on Facebook. And actually, what I'd like to do today, probably about 9 o'clock, it will show up.
Yeah.
The Family Life Weekend to Remember is coming to Cleveland October 29th through 31st.
Okay.
We are not speaking at it this time, but we will be attending it. And so we have two couples discounted tickets. And if you come to My Marriage Matters, you can see how to, you know, sort of be in the drawing for one of these discounted tickets. That would be the best way. We love to connect with people. So if you have a question, certainly address it to that My Marriage Matters on Facebook.
Sounds good. Look them up. Thank you, Joe and Cindy, for helping us understand boundaries. Len's going to love you. I'm going to get home and we're going to have a conversation about boundaries.
Thank you.
There you go.